Let's first start with the Gemara, Shat, and then we'll work back to the Mepharshim. Where the Gemara says a second paragraph. Dinani hasam iboy lahadura imasi mahadala hafi masi mahadala. What does that mean? Again, we're trying to answer the steer of Rabbi Avin. Rabbi Avin said that a zayut takes tefillas arba l'sayif arba is potter. So, because akira tzarech hanoch. So we ask the kasha. So why is that any different than gai nechal b'shachavei? Right? That hagbah is also tzarech achiva. The Gemara now says the second tzarech. Dinami hasani b'ilaju elamata mahadala. When you throw it, why do you say come the rabbi by Zarakat? A new tariff? Because you can't bring it back. Once you throw a chet, you can't pull it back. So that's why you say kamlet. Not to say you're picking something up to eat it. There, when you pick it up to eat it, you can still change your mind, even after you picked it up. So that's different than Zarakat. What's the svara that he by mahadalai mati mahadalai is necessary for kamlet? And the Gemara says in Afkamina, Ma'ika bein lahaylishna lahaylishna ika bein ayo. Hamad was sakin, v'shusarabin, now listen to the chiluk. When you throw a sakin or a chay, then we do say kamlai v'durabin. If you're not throwing it, you're walking in the street carrying a sakin v'shusarabin, dalad, also dalad. The kara shirai bali kasai, and within the dalad you rip a baggage. L'ha'atnish damet yeshullah hanacha b'lay akira, hachanami yeshullah b'lay akira. Chayrez, Pashit should be the same thing. It's all one nice and malach. So l'ha'atnish da'am b'lay mati mahadala, hachi mati mahadala. What does that mean? We're saying now a second lash. That you only say, come like the rabbi minay, b'lay mati mahadala, if you couldn't pull it back. Once you did it, you did it, you can't pull it back. What's the difference if you could pull it back, you can't pull it back? Well, why should that make a difference? What difference if I carry Dalai Lama, I throw Dalai Lama? If I say come like the Rabbi Nebbi, I'm throwing Dalai Lama, and a Rib Shirayim within the Dalai. I should say come like the Rabbi Nebbi, walking Dalai, and ripping Shirayim within the Dalai. What's the difference? What's the story here to the Gemara? Rashi says, "Why must you lie? Do rei mishas zarak esachet hilka mishas akira slaytav esroel leshirai hilka mishas akira slaytav esroel leshirai." What does that mean? What? Definitely going to happen. Is there any svara that kamlei should matter? Definitely going to happen. Opposed to if I'm going to choose to make it happen. If I throw something within Dalai Lama, it's true. Once I let go of it, if I do tshuva, I can't pull it back. If I'm carrying Dalai Lama, if I do tshuva, then I can stop. Why should that matter with Gabi Kamlei? Why should that make a difference? The way the Haflo learns, is that the second Lashon holds, you only say kamlei to the rabbi minei if it's the same exact maisa, same act that did both aveiros. It has to be the same maisa that can't be separated. When you throw a chet, dalet ames, as far as you are concerned, the thrower is concerned, he did one maisa, he threw it. That throwing caused two things. Now, in time, it happened one and then the other. So the Gabi him, it was one nicer, he threw it. The person traveled one amma, and the second amma, it's the Shirai, and the third amma, fourth amma. But the Gabi his nicer, it all happened in the same nicer, in the same action. When you carry Shirai in Dalai Lama's, when you carry a sack in Dalai Lama's, and you rip in the second amma, you need another nicer to get to four amma. You need to carry another amma and another amma in order to get there. So this the second Lashon holds, he only saying, come with the rabbi today, if it's mamish one maisa. If we one maisa at one time. Point is there has to be the same second. It has to be one maisa at one time to say karma. That's not like the first Lashon. The first Lashon held that as long as it's all part of the Aveira, it doesn't matter that the ancient come a few minutes, a minute apart. Right? When you're carrying Dalet Amos, you rip the Shirai in the second Amos, it's part of the Aveira. The Einish comes a minute later. So there, the first Lashon held that doesn't matter. It doesn't have to be the same second, the two Einishim. As long as the same Aisa Aveira, as long as it's within the same Aisa of an Aveira. The second Lashon holds has to be one Maisa in one moment. In the same moment, you have to do the Maisa that's Machayev both Einishim in order to say Kamala. Making clear? The first Lashon held, as long as it's a Maisa Aveira for both, it's okay, even though the Einishim come minutes apart. Minutes apart don't matter. As long as it's the same Aveira, carrying Dalet Amos. Second Lashon holds has to be in the same moment. I'll give you an example. We had in Bava Kamma, you all remember the concept of Ishei Mishum Tzitzai. Ishei Mishum Tzitzai means that if you light a fire and you burn down someone's field, it's considered as if you burnt down the whole field at the time that you lit the fire. Ishei Mishum Tzitzai means that the time you lit the fire, whatever happens later, is considered part of your life. Still part of your life. When you light, it's all your night. It's mad yami ishem shem amayna. When you light a fire, it's like you have a cow or a bull. So the bull was mad at the fire. Was mad yami, the first mad yami says ishem shem keep saying, no, it's all your night. When you light, whatever it burns, it's all your night. So there, there's the Mukiyasis, the famous Mukiyasis that asks, that how can you light Shabbos candles Erev Shabbos? You hold it Shabbos. You light the Shabbos candles Erev Shabbos, consider your Maisa the whole time it's burning. It's burning on Shabbos because of your Maisa. You know, Shem Shem remind that you put up. Just like if I own a cow, the cow doesn't malafa. If the cow's the, I'm not going to make it to malafa. The cow eats grass, can it pull out grass? So you hold that fire is your mom and there's no problem. But if Ishem Shem Tzitzai, if everything you burn is considered, whatever it burns, considered like you're doing it, how can you light candles Erev Shabbos? What's the case of Paris? The case of Paris is that if you hold Ishem Shem Tzitzai, taka like you burnt the whole candle. But it's as if you did it when? When? When you lit the candle. So even though it burned later, it's as if you did it at the time that you lit the candle. So Ishem Shem Chitzai, everything that happens with the fire later is attributed to the minute that you lit the fire. And he says, let's say a person lights a fire and he dies. Lights a fire and he dies, then the fire burns down the field. So this is Mamim Shubit to pay. Yes, because the whole, whatever happens in the lighting of the fire, it's all part of that Maisa, that when he lit the match, the first piece of grass, whatever lit later is all part of it. It's part of that Maisa. You follow? Ishem Shem Tzitzai is chad, that when I light, everything is being done now. And that's Ishem Shem Tzitzai. The chait is the same thing. When I shoot an arrow, whatever the arrow does, when I shoot the arrow, it's done in the first minute that I shot the arrow. So that when I shot the arrow at that minute, sai, I ripped the shirai. And sai, I carried Dalet Amos. Because my maisa ended. And all the repercussions of my maisa all attributed to that moment that I shot. So therefore, everything happened at the same moment. You say, come, maybe the rabbi, according to this lashon, only in such a case where everything can be attributed to the same moment. Not enough to say Maisa, but you need the same moment as well.
Yes.
the hanukkah takes place after Shabbos, you'll be potter. For different reasons. The reason you'll be potter is because no malacha happened. You tried to do malacha, but there was no malacha. A person on Shabbos pushes a button and makes the fire light in China where it's not Shabbos, he's potter. Because no malacha happened on Shabbos. Where it happened, it's not Shabbos. But the side reason why you have a tour, you're lucky, no malacha. Right, so this is the taich of the teretz yiboy la'adurei mutter la'adurei, that you only say kamlei by shooting a chetz, because when you shoot a chetz, all is attributed to the same moment. A shaking, carrying a stocking, where things happen in different moments. If it's at what's that the line? The what? At the very line of the Dalet Amos. The same second it goes to the Dalet, it rips. So what would be in which case when shooting? By walking. And at the same second that I put it down, I rip a shirai. Let's say I throw something Dalet Amos and it lands on something and breaks. So at the same exact moment. If it would be at the exact spot of the Dalet Amos and the Chinam, it should be the same day. Why should it be the same day, right? Because it's at the same moment. The same moment, both are happy. My Matzil Adue at that moment and the Chinam. The way that law is explaining this Gemara, that's what it should be. Now, the Atikei Yam, which we began yesterday, starts with the Shailen Kamlei the Rabbi Minei. The Shaila is, if somebody does a malacha, let's say he does a malacha of kaita, he cuts wheat. Now if you cut wheat, your chayiv is the share of a greiger. That's the share of a chiyuv. Gregoris, which is a dry fig, that size is the size that you have to cut in order to be chayiv on Shabbos. So someone cuts a gregoris of wheat at the same time he does a malacha, there's no question that you say kamlei d'rabbi. What happens if he cuts a gregoris and a half? He cuts more than he needs to cut. And in the process of this chatzi gregoris, after the first gregoris, in the process of the chatzi gregoris, he does hezek to someone. Why would you say, do you say kamlei d'rabbi or not? On that list, half a gregoris. You say kamlei, you don't say kamlei. He's patient this from Yushami. Yushami says, on the case that Tosis discusses, Hidlik has a gadish for Shabbos. Someone burns down someone else's gadish on Shabbos, he's putter. There's a pimpster, how you could have someone who benays and goes and burns down someone's house, and he doesn't have to pay. Why doesn't he have to pay? Because it's chayav yisur. Threat the Yerushalmi, as soon as you burn the gadish, as soon as you burn the first shibayis, as soon as you burn the first wheat, you're already chayav yisur. So if you burn the first beginning of the wheat, you burn a silo. Silo has 100 bushels. And you burn the first handful of wheat, you're already chayav yisur. So you should have to pay for the rest of the silo. Because in the rest of the silo, you're not going to be chayav yisur. You're chayav yisur for the first bunch of wheat that you burn. The first bunch of wheat, you're part of mom, you're chayav yisur. But the rest of the silo, you should be chayav. Someone burns down someone's house. So he lights fire to some curtains, and he burns down a house. So he's chayav yisur when he destroyed the curtain. When he burns the curtain, he's chayav. So let him be part of paying for the curtain. The rest of the house, why is he chayav? So, someone's chayav nisa, and the four bedrooms, because when he gives a nisa, he steals, of course he has to pay. Because when he's chayav nisa before, he's not a tour. Tanoi is only the same thing. And for the Yerushalmi, no, he's chayav nisa for the curses, and he's chayav nisa for burning the table, and he's chayav nisa for each thing. A person burns down a house. He started with the curses, not chayav nisa only for the curses. True, once you kill him once, it's not going to be very hard to kill him the second time. But still, the fact is, he's chayav nisa for each thing that he destroyed, for each thing that he burned. So if he burned a hay, if he burned a silo full of wheat, and there are a million shibaylas, there are a million stalks of wheat, he's chayav a million times nisa. You will only give him one time nisa. What are you going to do? You can't give him more than one. But he's chayav for each one. Not chayav nisa for each one. So maybe he said, come with the rabbi. But sometimes you have a murderer and they charge him with like they're giving 28 life sentences. Right? So they're giving 20, they kill 28 people, so they sentence him to life 28 times. So, you know, no matter how long he lives, he's only going to serve one life sentence. But it doesn't take away from the fact that he's chayiv 28 times. So Dr. Yerushalmi, same thing here. When he burns down the silo, he's chayiv 100 chayiv venisa. You say Kabbalah is the rabbi in each one, because each one's a fiyat nisa. And therefore, you should be high at least the one. I'm saying, but you can't say that when, what do you want to say? Let's say, you lift the curtain. Now the curtain's burned. Now it's high at least. Now you're going to say, what burns next, it's not in Melechus Shabbos? But he's already Chayav Nisa. When the curtains are finished, he's Chayav Nisa. Right now, how's the middle of burning? But he's being Mechal Shabbos 58 times. He may not want to, but he's doing it. Now, let me ask you, if you saw the curtains burn, so I'm asking, once the curtains burn, he's Chayav Nisa. Now, does that make sense to say that what burns next is not Melechus Shabbos? Yerushalmi says every single thing that burns is a malach of Shabbos that he did. He did a malach of Shabbos on this, he did it on that, he did it on that. He said, come lay on each one. Even though he's not the pile going to get an onus for each one. Yeah, but according to the Mukiyaisid, if you hold each other from Chisa, if you know Shabbos, you hold each other from Chisa and Shabbos, so certainly it's all in one night. So. It's like a person who, in one cut off ten grapes in one cut. His kasha would have never started like this. Yerushalmi's kasha begins with the whole that didn't happen in the same day. That the Yerushalmi's original kasha only started to be able to look at each shiva differently. Yerushalmi can't be going like Yishim Shukita, the whole argument of the head. Zakti Yatikayam. If so, it will be a groigris and a half that he cut in the original shiloh. He cut the groigris and then he cut the half a groigris. He's cutting wheat. There's a shear. So let's say he cut ten stalks. Let's say a groigris is seven stalks. So when he cut the seven, he made a chayav nisa. The other three, that's not enough to be chayav nisa. So on the other three, do not say come later to Rabbi. Because on those three, Yerushalmi only says that on each one has its independent key of Misa. So I have like 25 few of a Misa, 100 few of a Misa. That's good where each thing that burns is enough to be Machai of a Misa. But when he cuts, and the second bunch that he cuts is not enough to be Machai of a Misa, then it will not apply. And we turns out that if he cuts a half a Gregorius, if it's a Gregorius, he'll have to pay for that. So for that, we don't say Kamlai. Now with this Hagdama, that if you do the Malacha with a Shear Malacha plus a half a Shear Malacha, then on the half a Shear, we do not say Kamlai Dirabine. It's only a half a Shear Malacha. If the Yom Kwan comes to his choir about someone who shoots a chet six amos instead of four. Shoots at six amos and it rips a shirayim in the fifth or sixth amos. So the shaila is, if it rips a shirayim in the fifth or sixth amos, do we say come like the rabbi nay on that? Do we say come like the rabbi nay on the fifth or sixth hour? Is that the same as the Gregorius case? What's different than the case of the Gregorius in here? Right, if you kaitzer the fear of the Gregorius, you said you cut a Gregorius in half, in the second half you're parting. Over here, by the sixth anis, the chayyus is the fifth and sixth anis, like you have the Gregorius. So it's different wine. One nice, but I mean something more than the fact that it's one. You're right, or more than that. What? Matiladure is true, according to the Russian by Matiladure. You're right. But there's another Matiladure. There was no Hanukkah yet. When you cut the Gregorius, as soon as you finish cutting the Gregorius, it'll be at least. When you shoot the calf, the Hanukkah did not yet happen. The Hanukkah happened just in the sixth Amma. So the question is, when it's traveling the fifth and sixth Amma, is that considered that you're still in the middle of the Malacha? And you do say Kalmud? Or is that considered, no, that's extra to the Malacha? How do you look at the fifth and sixth Amma? It's a very... not easy to come to see the two tzedakim. What are the two tzedakim? Are the fifth and sixth amma part of the malach, or they're not part of the malach? Therefore, it's one malach. If you look at it, you have a malach. If you do, so the rest comes to the rest. Then the fifth and sixth are part. That's what he says. He says, if you look at it, Rav Chaim's way, that the malach is transporting a dalad out. It's a tanai that it has to start at rest and it has to come to a rest. But the malach is the dalad anis, then the fifth and sixth amma are not part of the malach. If you look at it, that the hanacha is the malacha, that here in the hanacha is the malacha, like the Evan Osman of Shah said. So the Akira and the Hanukkah is the Malacha, just in between it has to travel. So then the Malacha, the Gufa Malacha didn't end until the Hanukkah. So then it's all one. So he's titled it in these two ways. He's more noted to Rav Chaim's way, that the whole Dalad Amis, the transporting is the Malacha. And rather, he fits it in nicely. He says the lashon of Rav Abin, a zayrut chetz mitchilas arba l'sayf arba. Lashon mitchilas arba. Normally, you say a zayrut chetz dalad amis b'shesarav. That's the normal language. A zayrut chetz mitchilas arba l'sayf arba. He says it's meduyik according to Rav Chaim, because the shirayim must rip in the first four amis according to Rav Chaim. So it's meduyik. A zayrut chetz mitchilas arba l'sayf arba. The kosher and the lechach. You know, usually if you throw something, you're not going to throw a punkt exactly four on. It'll go a little more. But the ripping has to be in the first four on. The Kila Sabo Saifar. It has to be in that area, because like Rav Chaim, that's the Malach. The Malach is the four. So he's titled it in the Rav Chaim, but then the Taka says that according to the Lashon of Vaymotzi Ladure, according to this Inami, when Mati Ladure, he says, he brings the Haflaw's explanation, the way I explained it to you. He says, according to Lashon, when Mati Ladure, and if Inami, they certainly say, come like the Rabbi. But then certainly the whole thing is one being my Simulat. Try living there. Okay, there's another totally different topic here. Taisus Dibay Gachim. What was that? The Gemara said that if you bend down and eat something, you can bend down and bite into it and that way eat it. And Pirish Bekunshis, Lamata Megimel, Layav Agba. Okay, let me give you the Hagdama here. It's nothing to do with Shabbos. This is a Zeis in Reish Samaches. It's a cut and base. It tells us that this is a very... you say to stick them up like this. have to explain to you this negiah to the Yom HaZeh as well. There are many kinyanim in the Torah. Keser, Chaser, many kinyanim. We know there's a kinyan Hagbah. That is no question. Hagbah is one of the three kinyanim go together. Hagbah, Mashiach, and Mesira are all kinyanim which you do a ma'aseh in order to be kind to someone. Pick it up, and you pull it, and you hand it to someone. These are kinyanim that do a ma'aseh. And Hagbah is such a kinyan, and we had a machlokes with the three tefachim, Rashi and the Rashbam Shita, same time of one tefach, but whatever it is, a kinyan Hagbah. We find in Shas a kinyan called Yad, Yadei Shalom and Chayim. Come on, Yom Hadayz, I'll give you a machlokes Rashi Taisis also, says Yadei Shalom and Chashuv Alay, Ke'arba al Arba, person's hand is Chashuv like a Makim Chashuv. And Rashi says, "When you kinyan, in Shabbos and when you kinyan." That means that there's a kinyan called kinyan yad. And the question is, what is that kinyan, which is called the kinyan yad? How does that work? And what is it? What is the kinyan? Tzai says that there are two ways to learn Yad. You can understand that Yad is just another word for Kinyan Hagbah. Yad and Hagbah are basically the same thing. You hold it in your hand, you pick it up. What's the difference? The same thing. Yad is Hagbah. Okay, Hagbah, you have to pick it up at Tefa. So Yad, you also have to pick it up at Tefa. So Yad and Hagbah would then be exactly the same, especially if you hold, there are many places who hold that if you have something in your hand more than three tefachim off the ground, that's Hagbah. We'll see soon. There are those who learn it to the Ramah that Hagbah doesn't mean you have to pick it up three tefachim. You hold it up three tefachim, it's also good. So if you learn this way, then Yad is trying to, it's a type of Hagbah. Yad is a type of Hagbah, and then no, it's not a new king. Or you could learn. No. Yad is a separate kinyan. It's Hagbah and it's Yad. Two totally different things. Hagbah requires Hagbah. Except Lamailami Gimel. Yadei Shaladam, to be kind, even lower than Gimel. According to this, Yad is kind of the Lashon is Mishum Chatza. Your hand is like your property. Just like in my backyard or my house, I could be kind of something, it lands in my house, it lands in my yard. Same thing, if it lands in my hand, that could be kind in my hand. Yad is a chatzah. Explain, the Gemara uses the lashon chatzah mishum yad. This is like the lashon that yad is mishum chatzah. It means they work the same way. That yad, kinyan yad, works for Torah's kinyan chatzah. If I pick something up and it's sticking out on the sides of my hand, I'll pick up a baseball bat. You can't sit it all in your hand, unless you stand it up. You pick up a baseball bat. So in Hagbah, you could be kind, even the part that's not in your hand. If Yad is Mishum Chatzer, and the part that's in the palm of your hand, you're kind of Mishum Yad. You have to do Hagbah to be kind of the rest. But Yad itself. What? So that's Kinyanim, nothing with Shabbos. A regular Kinyan, nothing to do with Shabbos, just Kinyanim. Tzai says that Rashi and Tosfos and our sugya argue what's pshat in kinyan yad. I know that you went to Gemara, you went to Tosfos, it didn't dawn on you that there's such a machlokes. Don't feel bad, it didn't dawn on me either. Tzai learns it into Tosfos, Dibai Gan V'Achol. But Tosfos says, Dibai Gan V'Achol, Pirish V'Pirish, L'Matam V'Gimel, L'Yav Yagvah. Rashi says, you put it in your mouth, you bent down lower than three. If it's higher than three, someone holds the food in his hand and you take it in your mouth, so Rashi holds what would be then? What would be? Oh, he says it has to be Lamata with Gimel. Because it'll be higher than Gimel. Can it be kind of clean Hagbah? That's a Rashi. But Taisis Kashlu. Ma Shaykh Hagbah, but Davashu Taisis the other, yet it is. Why does Hagbah have to do with something you hold in your hand, over your mouth. Tosfos holds that yad is kind of a shukotzer. So it doesn't matter if it's above 3 or below 3, no difference. What's the difference? And not only that, Tosfos says, but the yad doesn't even have to be your hand. It could be your mouth, it could be any part of your body. Your body is considered like your chatzer. In fact, Tosfos on Rashi, who cares if it's higher than 3 or lower than 3? Might not be. No matter what. If it's in your hand, you're kind of. If it's in your mouth, you're kind of. So my pleas, just excite. Tosfos holds that your yad is a separate ma'aser kinyan from hadvar. Yad is mishum chatzer. The pid is also chatzer. And therefore, you could be kind of even lower than 3. And Rashi disagrees. Rashi holds that there's no separate kinyan called yad. No such thing as a separate kinyan called yad. And you can only be kind of without bar. The name of it, in your hand below 3 or in your mouth below 3, it's not kind of because there's no hadvar. So this is the way the Tzais learns the Machlokes Rashi and Tzais. You see this, doesn't like this, but see this there in Reish Samaches. He says that it's not true. Everybody holds the Yad is Kaina Mishum Chatzar. No Machlokes Yad is Kaina Mishum Chatzar. He doesn't like the way the Tzais learns Rashi. He says everybody holds the Yad is Kaina Mishum Chatzar. Why does Rashi say Mamata Megimel? It could be because some of it is sticking out of your hand on the side, picking up a piece of something. Not all in the palm of your hand. Part of it is on it sticking out. So then yad is not kind of. That's why you would need hagbar. But in the Etzem Inyan, he says that there are no two ways to learn. Yad is kind of the shemchasa period. It's a separate king. He just doesn't like the way the concise learns Rashi. If you think that Kamina, if Yad is Mishum Hadbar or Mishum Chatzar, many Nafkamina. One Nafkamina is, the Tzai says Nafkamina, is that every Kenyan needs Das Kenyan. Every Kenyan needs Das to be Kainan. Exception of, right? Which Kenyan doesn't need Das? Your property is Yadai Shalom Kaina Lai Shalom Yadai. You hear kind of something if you don't know it's there. Tzais learned that probably it's not like it. If you hold Yad as Chatzar, so then at least whatever's within the palm of your hand, you're kind of even if you don't know it's there. If you hold Yad as Hadvar, the Hadvar is like Mashiach and the Seder and everything else. If you don't know it's there, you're not kind of. You have to know it's there. So the Nafkamina would be if a person would have in his hand something that he's not aware is there, but they're trying to make a king. And they say, how is someone not aware it's in his hand? It could be a person's holding something, let's say a ger. A ger died. The object is Hefer. He doesn't know it's Hefer. He's holding it in his hand. Be kind. If you hold, then he's not Kenyan, so he's not kind, even though it's in Mamish in his hand. He knows it's in his hand, but he doesn't know it's Hefer. If you hold that it's kind of like Shalom Yadai, but then Hefer in his hand, then he's kind, even if he doesn't know it's Hefer. Is the person's pocket considered Yad also? Kalev shall Adam. Are kind of certain place. That's Caleb. Caleb shall kind of Bishop Snack is a din of Caleb being kind of for present. In a sense, that kind of. Somebody else's Bishop Snack is, so that's Suffolk Levina, Shalom Gemara. But a pocket is not a bag, it's not a book. Caleb shall have. What? If it all fits in his hand, it's kind of Bishop Snack. So he says, Yeshiva says that you can't be a raya from another gittin. The gittin has its own dina kinyanim, not from the other, and can't learn from dina kinyanim get to other dina. Does the tech kalos is something about a get. That may be. I don't know. You have to show me. So then it changes. Then what? Then therefore what? Therefore,
yeah.
The
more
it says. Therefore, it's kind of? Okay, so the pack will be the same. Talking about Shabbos, he's talking about Kinyanim. Well, right now I'm talking about Kinyanim, I don't mean Shabbos. Now. Although on Shabbos, it would be carrying in the standing here. Some of the attack is also carrying. Right now, this much like is Nogaya, Nokas Kinyanim. The issue about whether there's such a thing as such a Kinyanim. In Ebn Ezra, the Ramah says, in Dina Gibbon, he talks about the Seder of the Get, he says that the woman has to hold her hand 3 tefachim off the ground. When they put the get, she shouldn't have a hand right over the table. Right, the nothing we are. The get is chal when it's put her hand. Her hand has got to be at least 3 tefachim off the ground. Why? Why she has to be 3 tefachim off the ground? So the Ktzai says, why does that be 3 tefachim off the ground? By Rashi at least, we understand. Because Yad is Hagbah, has to work with like Hagbah, so Melech got to be 3 tefachim off the ground or off the table. Nesivis learns, Nesivis doesn't agree with that, he says Yad is Pasha. So the Nesivis has a safer Hilchus Gittin called Teres Gittin. And he's Masber, the Chazal Wachesh, when we give a get, we try to put the whole get folded in a way that it all fits in our palm. The Nesivis says, with Chayshish, that will stick out on the sides. So therefore, it's 3 tefachim off the ground, so she won't be kind of with Yad, she'll be kind of with Agvah. That's the raya that you're kind of Agvah even if you don't lift it. Just your hand is 3 tefachim. So, Akhapadim, this is all the Shitasa. We have 2 pshat making Yinyan. And in the Yamit Beis, I think we'll have another machlokes for Ashitaisis, which will be Tali in this machlokes. So, that's Taisis the Bai Gachim. Let's jump to Taisis Neima. Neima had bought Tarechan Orof. It's so, what's that going on? No, we can't do that. Let's do the Gemara first. Let's see. Let's see the next piece of Gemara. Masav Rav Ibi Barabai. A guy named Kis B'Shabes Chayi. Shekvayin is Chayi Geneva. Chayi Shabal Nei Shabal. What does that mean? When are you Chayi Geneva? When are you Chayi on Geneva? Shasak Bob, pick it up. And you come to Siskila when you go out to the other Rishos. Why is Megara different? Why is dragging any different than picking up? Why is no Agbah? So in Kenyan, you're missing in Kenyan. Why are you missing in Kenyan? Because you didn't pick it up. So I thought it's on the ground. The whole time you're dragging, it's on the ground, it's not lifted up. So why are you chayiv in Osa Shabbos? Because before it was on the ground, you should say, yeah, and now it's on the ground, you should say, yeah, then okay, it's good. So Megarer, so when does the Fiyiv come? When you switch with Shushan? So it's Bar and Kech or the Kinyan Den also? So Gemara is going to ask, how is it a Kinyan Den? We'll have a few shots with the other thing. What does that mean? You should say when you picked it up, it's Tzarech Haitzah, and therefore it's one long Maisa. Come like the Rav Aminei. So, like, which Lashon is the Shver? Only the first Lashon. Must be Ladure. Like Lashon must be Ladure, it's not Shver. Taisa says on the bottom. This is the cash on the first Lashon. Agbat Tzarech Hanachah. He also Agbat Tzarech Haitzah. Let's see Taisus. Name Agba Tzarech Etzayi. Hema Lepirish Rabbeinu Tam. Agba Kaina Pachas Mishloshet Pachas. Great Rabbeinu Tam, the Agba is kind of within three Pachim. My bar is, but given the cut of Kaitam as far as Akira, here I have actually Agba Shloisha, the Mashav Kavavu, with the cash. Great Rabbeinu Tam. When you chayiv on Geneva, when you list it, one tefach. You list it one tefach, you chayiv because of that. That guy, because the Shabbos, when you come to Lavud, which is three tefachim, you're familiar with Lavud? Right? Lavud is, what's the name of Lavud? What's Lavud? Three tefachim what? Three tefachim is still attached to the ground. Okay, that's not the typical case of love. Love is usually a wall. If you want to build a wall with strings, you connect strings within three tefachim of each other. That's considered a wall. That's the din of love. So here, this is a different type of love. Saying here, love is that when you lift something off the ground, carry on Shabbos, within three tefachim of the ground, you didn't lift it yet. Still like it's on the ground. That's a different kind of love. It's not a pizza love. I'll explain that type of love. But Tyson says it's such a thing. So when you pick it up one tefach, you consider picking it up Lagabi carry. Lagabi, a geneva. And Lagabi carry is only when you picked it up a full three tefachim. So therefore, Agamar Shver. But you say Hagbar Sarah Fetzai, it's still not at the same moment. So the Shita in the name of the Rashi answers, let's take the cash. What's the cash? We said Akira Tzarech HaMalchi. We do an Akira, he didn't do a Malachi yet. But since it's all part of the long Malacha, it's all come later avenue. He says the same thing. When you pick up one tefach, it's a Tzarech to get the three tefach. One tefach is a third of the three tefach. So tefach Rishayim is a Tzarech of tefach Beis and Gimel. It's all one thing. What's our whole sugya? Akira, Tzarech, HaMalchi. If you do Akira, you have Misa? No. But since Akira is part of the Haitzah, you say, come lay on the Akira. Same thing with the first tefach. When you pick up the first tefach, it's Tzarech of the other two tefachim. So the Neila is all part of the Aveda. It's all part of the Malacha. Part of the Rosh is 100% the Sabbath. Tell them the same. What's the difference if I say an Akira? If you do an Akira, if I have Misa, no. And yet, since the Akira is part of the Malacha, we say Kamla. So why is it any different the first tefach of the Hagbah? That's also a tzarech of the tefach, which is the tzarech of the Akira, which is the whole thing. What is Taisha's all? What you're saying is not really accurate, because what you're saying is true, but it's not accurate, because any time I do an Akira to carry my first Akira could have been done in a different spot. Akira could have been done elsewhere. But the Maisha was done here. So it's Akira Tzarech HaMalchi. No, that was it. You think, because I could have done the Akira somewhere else. I think that I could have been the Gara. It could have been the Gara. You still would have done it. You think it is, because the point is I need an Akira. Akira can happen anyway. So I could have done the Akira without the bottom tablet. Sure. I could have done the Akira Megarva Yaisei also. But since I need an Akira, whichever Akira I did should count as the Akira. Just as I could have done the Akira a different way, that doesn't, I could have done the Akira from a height of 2,000. Nothing happened, but Lamai said I did the Akira this way. In fact, I could have done the Akira differently. Shita says that the first tefach is the tzarech of the three tzachim, and the three tzachim is the tzarech of hanacha. You don't say tzarech with tzarech. Place is whole. You say akira tzarech hanacha. But then to extend the second time, say the first tefach is the tzarech of the akira, and the akira itself is the tzarech of the hanacha. So by saying two times that I'm going to stretch kamlay. I stretch kamlay from the hanacha to the akira, to the akira tzarech hanacha. Then you want to stretch it again from the last tefach to the first tefach, stretch it twice. He says that's too much. We don't say tzarech. Let's have him explain Tosis. Reuven in the piece of Baba Kama on this Gemara, the Mi'udei, they say, he's titled this in the Machlaikis, how you learn Akira Tzarech Hanacha. Explain part of what he says, easier part. He says, if you learn that Hagbah, Akira Tzarech Hanacha, the way the Rashba learns, as the Rashba learns, Akira Tzarech Hanacha means it's like all different parts of a kezayis. It's all part of the malacha. So Akira Tzarech Hanacha means it's all part of the malacha. Then the first tefach should also be part of it. Then Rabbeinu Tam is right. Unless it's stretching it twice. I'm just saying this is all part of the malacha. Malacha started with the beginning of the Akira and it went all the way till the Hanacha. It's not a Tzarech for Tzarech. It's all one thing, one statement. This is all part of the malacha. But then Rabbeinu Tam is very quiet. So when Tosfos already needs more, so Tosfos will ask Rabbeinu Tam, needs more energy, but this Akuda is very quiet. And I also would like to explain Lavud here in the Gemara. I just want to finish the piece of Gemara. I'll leave Lavud for tomorrow, maybe I'll wait till the other days where it's mentioned again. This Lavud here is a strange Lavud, and it needs explanation. Well, it's not the typical love. Love is usually when you connect parts of the mechitza. Usually love. You have a wall and you connect it. It's a space of less than 3 tefachim, it's like it connects. This love would that when you pick something up less than 3 tefachim, it's like you didn't pick it up. That's a finish. Like a typical love. But we'll get to that in the session. Let's just finish the Gemara. Gemara Teretz. Hachem b'mayiskinan. You picked it up in order to put it away, and then you change your mind and you're carrying it out. The Gemara says, that's not a malacha. You have to know this thing. If somebody by mistake is carrying the street on Shabbos, you all know. If you carry it from indoors and outdoors, you realize you're immediately supposed to go back in. It's just a yachid. Right? Like you're familiar with, right? But if I walk out of shul and shabbat, I find I have a tissue in my pocket. So, what do I have to do when I notice? Don't stop and go. Now, people say I have to go back to the place you came from. That's not accurate. You just have to go to a Rishus HaYachid. You go into the nearest Rishus HaYachid. And you came out that you didn't weren't over there right. You went Rishus HaYachid, Rishus HaYachid, Rishus HaYachid. And, that's the proper way to do it. Put it down and Rishus HaYachid. Well, if you didn't carry down the Amis yet, you certainly should. Carry down it, I guess it's supposed to be more convenient. It doesn't matter all that much anymore how far he goes. Except that he might forget it, so don't stop. The trick is don't stop. What happens if you stopped already? You went out and you stopped. Now what, you stopped, if you realize that you stopped, what do? Put it down by your feet. Let's say you stopped and you started again. You went out of shul, you're still in the front of shul, standing still, now you're walking. What do you do now? I should stop. What do I gain by stopping? Okay, you got two things. First of all, whatever you do, don't go to the place you plan to go. Because if you go to a different place where you didn't plan to go, that's this Gemara, Nimla Chalav. And when you started walking, you were planning to go to Shia, into your home, to Shia. Nimla Chalav. So Nimla Chalav makes that it's not a Deraisa. The Nuf is not in the place where you originally planned to stop. So that would make it a Deraisa. although the mice is a better eitzah, the eitzah would be to put it on a mokum p'tor, a fire hydrant, is a bit of a mokum p'tor. The right diameter and height, fire hydrant is a bit of a mokum p'tor, if a car is a bit of a mokum p'tor, I'm not sure. It has to be something that's not dalet al dalet. Place that's not dalet fuck and not dalet fuck. That mailbox is 19 to 1. Dalet fucking is only about 15 inches. Mailbox may not be good. A fire hydrant is perfect. You know, there are a couple of places where they start to make flat fire hydrants on top. It's perfect, you know. For a year, you have flat fire hydrant. You put it right on top. And the pointy one is very hard to put it down. It's when you put it in the top of it instead, otherwise you just put it down in that direction. Yeah, then it's a little problem. Now, what? No, you make a hanukkah. You just shouldn't start. You shouldn't start first. Yeah, you have to do this as you walk. On the run. So the Gemara says you're potter anyway, you didn't play. But Gemara like him on the Fasiya or Minas, like Tia. The Hakaba Mayaskina. Yishama Adisa, Amad Lama. Ilat Kate, Urchegus. So again, I have to explain Kate and Lachosh. What does Ilat Kate mean? Stop to adjust your pants. And the Lachosh means stop to rest, to catch your breath. If you're Eimid Lakate, is that a Hanacha? Mora says no. What's the Svara? Why is that a Hanacha? Because you didn't stop. You just don't part of your carry. Eimid Lachush, is that a Hanacha? Yes. If you stop for a red line, is that Eimid Lachush or Eimid Lakate? Huh? Kate for Lachush. Stop for a stop sign. There are cars up there. What? Kate for Lachush. Big Nafkamina now. If you left shul, you stop for a red light. No, what are you doing there? Huh? Right. Is it look why is it Kate? Is the point of Kate that it's Orche? Is that the point of Kate? You look Kate Orche. I'm in Lachush. Okay, stop for a red light, so. What? Not the first one, because you're only stopping to go. If your family's only lost, you're also stopping to go. You want to catch your breath, you can go again. I'm not to catch my breath, it's not part of my goal. When I'm resting, so I want to be able to catch a heavy thing. I'm a contact, I'm stopping. I really don't want to stop. I'm only stopping to adjust. I stop for a red light. I'm stopping. To stop, I'm stopping. Lashon HaGemara, Yilakatev Orcheu, you're right. Yilakatev Orcheu sounds like anything that's a normal stop. No, stop. Every time I walk home, I stop somewhere for a red light. So. I don't know. I understood Lakate means you stop for the sake of the package. That's Lakate. You stop for the sake of the person, that's Lakate. In which case, the red light is Lakate. But the word Urche, bring that up for tomorrow. I'll take a look at it. Tomorrow, we're going to do Ben Azai on the other day. Thank you.